I tell myself it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be hopeful. It's okay to be uncertain or upset or tired. Life was hard for me. I was forced to grow up at the age of 16. I ran away from home and I stayed with a friend because I felt as though I wasn't accepted. It didn't feel like home. I was the ugly sheep in my family. I was always isolated and talked about badly. I was in a dark hole for 5 years, lost and afraid, stuck in my own thoughts, so depressed. I didn't love myself. I started doing sex work in 2018 and ended up being a sex slave to an older man because I had nowhere to go. I couldn't take it anymore. I had no freedom. I went back home because I was at my lowest. I felt my mentality crashing and was accused of breaking in and spent 3 months in a county jail. My own family threw me in jail. I got out, and as a black trans woman who did not have a high school diploma, I had no other options and went right back to sex work because it was all I could depend on. It was fast money that took care of me for the moment. I had a cousin who came to Florida to visit often, and one day she was packing to leave to go back to New Jersey, and I made a quick decision to go with her because I felt like I couldn't get more help there in Florida. And a few months went and she went back to Florida, and I was afraid I was gonna fall into traps and I would have to start all over again. So I decided to move to New York and continue doing sex work in order to survive because it was so hard, and I was scared I'd be turned down because I was from Florida, and during this time coming from different states was freaking people out. And I had a profile on a gay app called Grindr, and my heading said homeless, and Griffin actually noticed my heading and took action and reached out to Tatiana. And literally this is how I met all of everyone at Stonewall. Without Tati and Griffin, I don't know where I'd be today. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate them because they connected me to the Transgiving, and that's how I met everyone. I was so shy, but I showed up. I didn't know how everyone was gonna think of me because of how much I've been judged in the past and bullied to a breaking point. I still was doing sex work, and I met up with a guy, and he offered to pay me a lot of money for an hour, and of course I accepted that offer, and he told me it had to be unprotected sex in order for him to comply. And being that I was on the edge of sleeping outside, if I didn't, I did it. And on December 1st, 2020, I tested positive for HIV. I freaked out. I was crying. I couldn't believe it. The guy was super discreet, and he wore a ski mask, and he had no social media, and he blocked me right after the session. So I had no contact with this person. I don't know what he looked like. So grateful and happy I went to the hospital when I did. I'm taking the best of the medicine. I will live a full life. So to all my sex workers, please be careful. No matter how much they offer, never ever not use protection. They are literally knowingly giving HIV to innocent people who have no hope in life. Going back to my previous statement, life hasn't been easy on me. However, I'm halfway in a new year with so much confidence and positivity because I have found a mother, sisters, and aunts who has shown me the true meaning of what love is, and a community who will fight for me even when I don't want to fight for myself. I love you all, and thank you for loving me. Liberation now and forever.
I also feel that all sex workers should be able to be provided jobs, housing, and the things that they need and want most of all, so they don't have to sex work no more. Because sex work is a job, and sex work is hard as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, as being a trans woman of color, I think that more trans women of color should be acknowledged on jobs in the industry, in fashion, modeling, makeup. You know, like she's a makeup artist.
Yeah, I do many things.
And I think trans people of color should also be acknowledged, whether they're light skin or dark skin. But most of all,
look up. Dad, finish talking, but look up.
Most of all, black trans lives matter. They're more not privileged, and I feel that they need to be privileged more. And people need to be more open to black trans women that are darker complexion than me. Like, there's blackness in all different shades. Like, my blackness is light skin. See, like, a girl like her that's dark skin will be more judgmental towards her. People will be more judgmental and discriminatory towards her because she's more darker skin than me. See, I'm light skinned, so as a light skinned black person of color or Hispanic, they're more acknowledged. They're not more acknowledged like me. I'm a little privileged, but I still get attacked as a trans light skinned woman of color too.
But I feel
I even sometimes feel that our own black community and our own community of color need to acknowledge trans women of color,
yes,
and need to acknowledge black trans women.
I just want people to acknowledge that sex work is just work, and you know, it's not necessary, like, when sex workers talk about their labor, it's not necessarily to try to project a facade that we are empowered through the work, because I think that, like, the opportunity to be able to pay, like, pay your bills and survive is empowering, but I don't necessarily think, like, the work itself is empowering, and I think that a lot of people get that misconstrued, like, they think that it's, like, I don't think that anybody who does labor is empowered apart from, like other than, like, maybe racist cops. They feel empowered to end lives or save them, you know, whereas other people, like, we don't really have that access, you know. If you're gonna get mad at it, then stop promoting the industry. Stop uplifting it and stop making it continue if you really don't like it. The thing is that you can't afford it, and it's okay. It's okay to admit, you know. Just be honest with yourself. Like, it's not that hard to be honest. It's all love though, but next time acknowledge that your favorite porn star is still a sex worker. A lot of your aunts and family members could have very much been sex workers. We just don't necessarily correlate it because we often only think that sex work is in service, like full, like in person, full service, you know. It could have been just literally you just be getting money for spending time with somebody, you know. It doesn't have to necessarily just always be like that. And then the last point that I want to make is, a lot of the men that pursue sex workers do it because a lot of them are lonely, and a lot of them need companionship. And a lot of sex workers also need companionship because we're often in the last margins, you know, of society. We're disenfranchised, ostracized, and like just ignored and overlooked until it's time to essentially fulfill someone's fantasy. I just want people to acknowledge that sex workers are beautiful outside of your fetish. That's it.
Sex work in general is such a hassle, and it's like, it's very, I want to say, it's depressing in a way, because that's all us trying to know, because of us getting turned down for real jobs and other opportunities. as far as in the work field and looking for love. And we have this look on the outside, like that's all men or anyone think of us as sex figures and sex work. So, like, it's hard to find love in general. And it's been stressful. Like, I still look back and, like, I mean, I came a long way, but it's been a long time.
Please support Black trans women. Protect Black trans women. Our life expectancy is extremely high. Any trans woman that says they have mental disorders, listen to her, because it's very serious. A lot of people have a lot of mental disorders. You'll never know who's in front of your face that may. I have 4. I juggle with it. And I use my art and passion to deal with my mental disorders. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people may not be able to channel that. And they just may go into negativity, or negativity may come their way. They don't even understand. The people that's coming their way don't even understand what they're going through. And it's a misconception. So most definitely, I always take time. So if a trans woman says she needs help with elaborating on something, elaborate it for her. Help that trans woman. You really don't know what, you don't know where we came from. You don't know what our story is. You don't know how we survived to this day. You don't know what danger we were in. You don't know how many guns have been pulled out on us. You don't know how many guns have been shot right in our face and it did not hit us. And that's me. Just love and protect the Black trans woman. That's all I can say.
One day, the United States of America will stand for something. Until then, that damn American flag don't mean shit to nobody. Until the United States of America is united in unity, love, respect, honoring one another, education, training. Because I'm telling the truth, that American flag don't stand for shit. And liberty in United States of America, bullshit. That shit don't stand for shit. Because if that United States of America stand for something, the whole United States of America will be treated like human beings and respectfully. And will be united. And will be in unity and unifiedness and with respect. Racism has got to go in the United States of America.